The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beiso. When there's a chiyuv, according to some dafka, you need a bayis, or whether you need a bayis or not, b'nei abayis, that's the chiyuv. But independently, it's not in the Gemara. It was a later institution that in shul, there's a minhag to light your Chanukah candles in shul between Mincha and Ma'ariv. So Rav Soloveitchik was very strict about dafka between Mincha and Ma'ariv. He felt you had to daven Mincha because you needed to get a tzibur off a tzibur. I think as he used to say, there used to be this Yiddish paper, 10 people reading the Algemeine, something journal, or the Jewish press, does not make a minyan. You need a tzir for tzibos. He was dafka between mincha and ma'ariv, and that's the only time you can make a bracha. In other words, if you had an early mincha at 2 o'clock, you wouldn't be able to lie with the bracha. So the question also comes up, erev Shabbos. So if they davened early enough, so then you could daven, you could lie between mincha and ma'ariv. But many shuls, until they get a minyan, and if they wait after mincha, they'll be machal or Shabbos. So what do you do when you get to shul and you're waiting and there isn't a minyan? Can I make the bracha without 10 people? So the Magen Avraham says yes. That don't worry, even though you don't have 10 now, there'll be 10 later, and therefore it's okay to make the bracha on the candles early. I guess it doesn't really help anyway because you can't daven mincha if you're waiting. And if you're waiting for mincha anyway, you need 10 people for a minyan, so you might as well wait for 10 also. But whatever the case may be, so according to the Magen Avraham, you could light early, but you dafka got to start mincha because candlelight could take a couple of minutes, and maybe that's it. But either way, the Magen Avraham says you don't need 10, you could count. And the Yavetz of Yaakov Emden disagrees and says you need 10 b'shas hadlaka. And that's the Rav Yaakov Emden Lishitason, who holds that the brachas are ma'akvas, that he says, the reason why you need 10 b'shas hadlaka, because out the bracha, you're not yotzi hadlaka's near, or else it's not evident that it's for near Chanukah. You might think the lighting for some other purpose, and therefore it's not good. So that's the machlokes. How far you go, there has to be dafka between mincha and ma'ariv, but that's the meaning is to make the Shulchan Aruch madlik umavarchim aveis haknesis. So the Rav Soloveitchik says it's limited to dafka to din aveis haknesis. You can't light anywhere else. You can't light at a wedding. You can't light at City Hall. So clearly that's not the opinion of others. I think Avadji Yosef is making one in a public square, but at a wedding, that's also a pursuit meaning. So they hold like the Meiri. The Meiri says one of the reasons, based on the Tashbeish, that based on other achronim, that the purpose of reading in shul was to be making more persumei nisa. So therefore, the more people in your home, the more people in shul in your home, so that's why. So today, that there are more people in city hall, so therefore, it's better to light there. Again, so they're talking about lighting in city hall, lighting in a public place as persumei nisa, not to be yotzi your own lighting. There are those Rav Abadi and Rav Silber, others who say that you don't need, it's a din in b'nei ha-bayis, you don't need your own bayis. So if your whole family's there, there's a minority view that says that one can light candles there. Of course, if you're going to go home anyway, you don't necessarily have to, but the issue would be more for a chassan and kala. If you're going to Rav Abadi and others, chassan and kala, try going back to the hotel, it might be difficult to light there. So he would say that it's better that if that's your only option, maybe he says even if it's not your only option, but he thinks that's a viable option, and therefore one could light even at the, he says anyone could light at the wedding, but certainly a chassan of kala doesn't have any options, he would say that they could be yotze there. So that's the issue in terms of how far you go. It's a dafka based hakanesis mincha ma'ariv. What about public lighting, not for your own purposes to be yotze the mitzvah, but could you do it in city hall, any public square weddings? And then what about your own personal lighting? So that's some hold that since you don't need a bayis bizman hazeh, when we no longer light outside, then it was a din on the bayis, but now that it moved inside, it's a din on the bnei habayis, and therefore Rabadi is lenient in terms of lighting in a bayis. On the other hand, it comes with a chumra also, that the Gemara talks about, you could be yotze with your wife's lighting. He says that doesn't apply anymore. You have to light your own. You can't rely on someone else's lighting because it's not a din in the bayis anymore. It's a din in the bnei habayis. So therefore, it's a kula and a chumra. Chumra is you could light with your family anywhere, even at a wedding, but you have to be home at the time when everyone else is lighting.